I was playing with my kids in the backyard the other day, and it seems like a lot of my photos on this Weekly 50 start with that intro where I was just playing with my kids or I was just doing something. And to be honest, that to me, that's one of the things that all photographers should be doing, or anyone who wants to be a better photographer, just look around more and look at your surroundings more and pay closer attention to the what might seem like mundane things around you. And in this case, I was playing with my kids in the backyard, and I saw a little spider web in our tree. There were several others around it that I started notice afterwards. These are maybe 3 to 4 inches across. They're the tiny little spider webs, and they were about at my eye level, so about maybe 4 or 5 feet off the ground. And they looked really cool. I didn't see any spiders on them, and it was kind of windy the day before. I don't know when they would have had time to make these webs, but hey, man, it's nature. Nature's crazy. You never know. The sun was setting, and I really like the light. Here we're looking westward, almost directly into the sun, which is hidden behind my neighbor's oak tree, and I thought the lighting was awesome. So I ran in. I grabbed my camera, and I took a few shots, and I noticed right away that it was tricky to nail the focus. I had to do it manually, so I flipped my 50mm lens into manual focus, and I'm just trying to move that focus ring back and forth and compose the shot manually, and I'm not really used to doing that. Ever since autofocus was invented in the, the Minolta 7000 in the mid-80s, I haven't been shooting since then, but autofocus is just one of those things. It's like a steering wheel on your car. I mean, it's just always there. So I'm not used to focusing manually, and I kind of thought it was cool to do it in this situation. There were several considerations: the angle of view. So how do I want to line the spider web up with whatever else is behind or in front of the shot? What aperture to use to get the desired depth of field? What to focus on? Do I want just the web in focus, or do I want like a branch or something else? Where the web should be situated in relation to the rest of the photo? So all these things were going through my mind. And, you know, I talk a lot about context here on Weekly 50. What else is happening in the photo to make sense of the subject? So if I had blown out the aperture to like a f2.8 or 1.8, you would see nothing but a giant blur in the background. And you wouldn't have any sense that the web is here, is situated where it is in relation to other branches on the tree, or the big tree in the way background, or anything like that. You would just see a giant blur, and that wouldn't really make sense. I like to have a sense of context so that you see the subject of the photo, and then you start to expand your view and see what else is going on in the photo to make sense of the subject. I wanted to see the tree branches, so you can see a couple branches sort of crisscrossing across the frame. And I also wanted to see that spider web on the left. And it's hard to make it out, but if you look on the left, maybe the left third of the photo, you see these little sparkles that it's actually another spider web, maybe 15 inches away. And it's out of focus. And perhaps a slightly smaller aperture would have been a little better, like maybe a 5.6 or something like that. But as it was, I think there's enough going on in the photo that you kind of get the sense that here's a spider web and here's a bunch of other stuff. And nature and trees and yay and stuff like that. I didn't want to spend too much time on this photo because I wanted to play with my kids. It was a nice evening, and I didn't want to spend like half an hour messing with taking pictures of a spider web. I took maybe a dozen shots, and I tried different angles and different settings on the camera. Always at ISO 200, by the way. Anytime, that's sort of my go-to ISO on my D200 is ISO 200. Just because I like the on that particular model, I like the color data that you can pull out of ISO 200 shots. When you go to 400 or 800, you start to lose some of the sharpness and clarity, and you get a little bit of noise in. You don't get as much color data to play with in post either. Modern cameras, I shoot ISO 800 all the time on my D700. On my D7000. Again, it's not D7000. It's the 7100. I'm getting ahead of myself. I shoot ISO 800 all the time on my Nikon D7100 because the shots look great. But on my D200, I almost always when I'm outside, I shoot ISO 200. 100 is just a bit too low. I don't really see the need for that. But anyway, that's probably too much information about the ISOs that you didn't really want to know. If you'll notice, the web itself is not entirely in focus. The right-hand side of the web is just a hair out of focus. I'm not super happy about that. I kind of wish I would have played around with maybe a wide or a smaller aperture, like an f5.6 or something like I mentioned earlier. But, you know, that's okay. Maybe I should have played with the focus a little more since it was manual. Maybe I should have taken a few more shots or really tried harder to nail that focus. But whatever, it's all good. Even though I'm not super happy with the shot, I mean, I like it, but I think there's some improvements. I think that's the key, where when you take photos, you're never going to nail it perfectly exactly every single time. And the important thing is to do what you can and then learn from your mistakes. In this case, I learned a little bit about manual focus, and next time I come across a similar situation, I'll hopefully be better prepared and check my results a little more in camera before shutting everything down. This is also a shot. I want to mention this before I close out here. You could have probably gotten this shot with a kit lens, and it goes to show you don't always need a prime lens. I really like the 50 millimeter prime because you get the flexibility of the huge aperture range. But honestly, you could have gotten a shot just like this with a kit lens. And if you've got a camera with a kit lens and you want to try some stuff, just because it's got that smaller aperture, the smaller max aperture, doesn't mean you can't get good photos. So I say go and try it and take it out and see what you can do. Also, my final note here is don't spend too much time worrying about nailing that perfect shot. There's more to life than photos, like kids. So I spent maybe 5 minutes on this and then threw my camera back inside and went back to play with my kids, because I'd much rather spend time with them than spend time fiddling around trying to get the perfect photo.